You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
April 21st, 2025. Time is 9:07. Currently in downtown Wausau at our 98.9 WXCO studios. Brightening up a shade. I wouldn't say by any stretch of the imagination it's got bright out there, but a little bit brighter. The temperature stands at 39 degrees. I don't think it's raining. I don't see, as I look at some of the puddles outside, I don't see any drops coming through. So maybe at the very least we're getting away from some of the rain, and I know that as the day continues, the thought is that it's going to dry out. In fact, maybe by the late afternoon, may even see a little bit of a ray of sunshine. And as I look at the radar, in fact, as well, it does look like much of the rain has been moving out of the area, moving to the north. And who knows, maybe we get past it after the drencher that started last night went overnight and into early this morning. So again, hopefully we'll see a little bit of brightness, and hopefully you have a little bit of brightness in your day as you start off a new work week. Hopefully as well you had a wonderful Easter holiday out there. I am Chad Holmes. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, we will be talking a lot about a number of different issues, but want to remind folks to make sure they always stick around. We like to hold the audience. Wait till the very end of the show. In fact, the last moments of the show, we make you stay right to the very end when we have our number for the day quiz. It's part of our daily history lesson, which we will do today and tomorrow. And then that part's going to go away, I think, the history lesson, because Pat does it in the morning. There's no need for me to do it then, if part of the same show. Mm-hmm. But what we will do is for sure is always continue to have our number for the day quiz. We'll take a minute or two at the end of some segment, and I'm still trying to put all the pieces together, and we'll continue to test Ian, because I know there's some small-time wagering going on out there when it comes to the number for the day, whether Ian's going to get it right or not. But coming up at the very end of today's program at about 9:55, 9:56, we'll give Ian the opportunity to figure out what the number for the day is. And yes, what we do is we give him three different choices, one of which is correct, two of which are incorrect. And based on the math, just by guessing, he should get one out of three correct. That's 33%. So if at the end of the week, Monday through Friday, five opportunities at the end of the week, he has better than 33%, that means it's a passing grade.
Yes.
If he's below 33%, then put a big F on his test.
Yeah.
Send him home to study for the weekend and to hopefully get better next week. But we don't just want a passing grade. That bar is too low. We want to have a winning week. That means more right than wrong. That would be three out of five correct.
Yes.
That's not easy. That really is not easy.
And no,
when you think
not.
About it, that's 60% when 33% is what you basically should get. So 60% is a winning week. Then to get an A, you know, to be really good, you know, to get a little star on your test.
Yeah.
You got to get 4 out of 5. That's 80%. That's really hard. That's not easy at all.
It's challenging.
And then, of course, the A plus, where you're just, you know, the honor roll.
Yes.
The valedictorian. That is
indeed
the perfect week when you get 5 out of 5. And, of course, 2 weeks ago, you did it. It's nice that you did it before the end of the show.
Yeah.
But we're going to continue, but it'll be under the new banner. But you were able to get it correct 2 weeks ago. So that's
yes, I was.
Fantastic. So today we're going to try to start off again well, because it makes it a lot easier when you get off to a good start. Last week,
yes,
you got off to a good start and kind of faded down the stretch.
Yeah. By Wednesday, it kind of...
Your win streak ended, and then all of a sudden you started the wrong kind of streak.
Yeah, but uphill in a bad way streak.
And what we do here during this segment is to kind of give you something to think about for the rest of the hour. We give you the topic for the number for the day. And today, it's a kind of an interesting number. Mm-hmm. We're going into spring and then summer. And during this time of year, you start to see some lightning. You
yes,
know, this is the time of year indeed. You start to see a little bit of lightnings and some thunderstorms and the like. And our number for the day will involve lightning strikes.
Lightning strikes.
So lightning strikes will be the number for the day. So something for you to stew on.
Well, that sounds like an interesting number.
It should be
indeed.
An interesting number. I think you'll learn something here at the end of the show. So everybody stick around at the end of the program. We will have a number for the day quiz, give you the specifics beyond the umbrella topic, and see whether Ian can get it right to start off today's show.
That's right.
Also, of course, it was a busy weekend for a lot of folks. It was a holiday weekend. Unfortunately, the holiday weekend, I like the holidays that have that are during the week, so we get a day off. Easter, of course, is always Easter Sunday. And Easter Sunday was yesterday, and everybody was able to enjoy that, I hope, and maybe get together and have some good times with family and friends. But as we said in the first hour, yesterday was not only Easter Sunday, but putting an elbow in there to get a little room in the big celebratory Sunday was Ian Welsh, because April the 20th is the anniversary of the birth of our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. So, and I guess our number for the day should have been 31, because that is the age of Ian Welsh. And again, a belated happy birthday. And
thank you.
And again, hopefully you had a wonderful time. But, you know, hopefully you didn't feel like you were getting the short end of the stick when it came to your birthday, because you were sharing it with Jesus.
No, honestly, it didn't feel like that at all. Oh, because I know that last year on my 30th birthday, I did something very extravagant I'd never done before. I hosted a murder mystery party on my birthday. I invited so many of my friends, and there was a lot of food. It was kind of like a interactive theater, which for me is my favorite type of gift.
There you go.
I get to be a different character. I get to interact with other people, and overall, just, you know. Last year's birthday for me was quite big. So this year it's nice to just, you know, have a quieter birthday, just spend time with the family, have a nice Easter meal. And my mom did a great job on the Easter meal, as she always does.
Yeah, I got to say that. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. By the way, you mentioned the theater aspect. I know that you're 1 week to the latest show to add to the resume that you.
This week we start the second week of rehearsals.
You start tonight?
For Anastasia. I believe so, yeah.
You believe so? You better know for sure.
I got you the rehearsal schedule when I get home.
There you go. So far, so good.
I got upgraded in terms of the characters I play, because, well, I don't want to mention names. We did have a few people who I dropped out earlier, before the first week of rehearsals, which in the world of theater is not uncommon, because sometimes, you know, scheduling it doesn't work out, or it's, you know, not the character you were hoping for, and it's, you know, sometimes people have to step away and turn it down. So I was asked to kind of step up for a couple of characters that were originally going to be played by someone else, but since they dropped out, they asked me to fill in. So I have a little more responsibility in
really?
The show. But it should be a lot of fun, though, because it's good to keep busy, especially in the theater, because you have more characters to play. It's more of a challenge, but it's also more fun.
Fantastic. So again, we'll continue to follow along the updates as the process continues. Yeah, the show coming up
only 5 weeks, I think.
Yeah, end of May. It's you're hit the
man,
stage.
That's crazy.
But no, that's
I always forget how fast this goes.
It always. And the thing is, as you get older, you're only 31 now. As you get older and older, it's going to go faster and faster and faster.
That
believe
is absolutely
me,
true.
Believe me, I have found that out. I keep looking down on the floor for the break to slow things down, and it just does not happen. So, we will continue to try to find that break and to savor it to enjoy it a whole lot more.
Absolutely.
Hey, also want to remind folks that you can join the program if there's something that you want to bring up. If there's a topic, a news story, anything on your mind you would like to bring up, you are more than welcome to call or text. Our number is 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to be part of the program here on 98.9 WXCO. So, again, we would love to hear your thoughts on anything. It's always, I tell you, there's very few moments right now in the world, whether it's around the world, around the country, around Wisconsin, around the Wausau area, where it's boring because there is so much happening, and it was another active weekend. We had a Supreme Court ruling at, like, 2 in the morning over the weekend talking about the stopping Donald Trump from sending more folks down to Central America. So again, so much is going on, and we want you to be part of the show at 715-382-9297. Whew. Okay, it's good to be back, starting another new work week. It's going to be a very interesting work week because things are going to change right in the middle. And again, we're going to let you know about what's happening. We want to remind you, don't want you to be surprised by what happens on Wednesday morning. So we're going to discuss that a little bit more coming up. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is 9:22 here on this Monday morning. Overcast skies, temperature of 39 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Again, you can join us, 715-382-9297. Call or text at that number, 715-382-9297, to be part of the program. Again, I want to remind folks that a busy, important week here at Civic Media, that we are getting some changes when it comes to our lineup. And on Wednesday morning, right in the middle of the week, we're going to have these changes. So tomorrow morning, we'll be back here from 8 until 10 a.m. Be the final edition of this program under its current umbrella. And then on Wednesday, things will change, but we will still be here. We will still be part of the mornings here on Civic Media. But the new lineup will start with a expanded Pat Kreitlow program. They're changing the name from Up North News with Pat Kreitlow to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. So from 6 until 9 a.m., it'll be Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And between 7 and 9 a.m., the show will be sent back to different local stations around the state. And here in Wausau, it'll be sent to Ian and myself. We will be joining you for a couple of segments each of those 2 hours. We will be talking about what's going on here in central Wisconsin. We will talk to folks around central Wisconsin. We will focus on central Wisconsin for those segments. So again, so instead of 8 to 10, you'll be hearing our voice, but no, we'll be on from 7 till 9 as part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And also, Pat will be having us be part of his program as well. And look forward to that coming up starting on Wednesday. So again, starting Wednesday morning, the day will start off with Mornings with Pat Kreitlow from 6 till 9 a.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO and on the Civic Media Radio Network. Then after that, from 9 to 11, moving up an hour, will be Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, they're moving up 1 hour. So instead of 10 to noon, as you'll hear them today and tomorrow, starting on Wednesday, they will be joining us from 9 to 11 a.m. here on WXCO. After that, a change for the middays. Between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., one of the more popular news talk hosts around the country, Tom Hartman, will be joining the lineup. So you'll be able to get up to speed on the important issues, not just around Wisconsin, but around the country as well, with Tom Hartman from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. starting on Wednesday, not just here on WXCO, but on all the news talk stations around the Civic Media Radio Network. And a couple of shows will be pushed back a couple of hours. Todd Alba, he's on today and tomorrow from noon till 2, but starting on Wednesday, Todd will be on from 2 until 4 p.m. So Todd Alba from 2 until 4 p.m. starting on Wednesday. And then finally, Maggie Dawn will be with us from 4 until 6 p.m. Every weekday starting on Wednesday. And of course, Nightlight with Pete Schwaba continues in its slot from 6 until 8 p.m. every weeknight as well. So again, these new times for your favorite shows will begin on Wednesday. So again, Mornings with Pat Kreitlow from 6 till 9 a.m., including us, again, especially between 7 and 9 a.m. Make sure you tune in between 7 and 9. We will have area news, interviews, and a whole bunch more every weekday morning. Then Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach from 9 to 11. 11 till 2, Tom Hartman. 2 until 4, the Todd Alba Show. And 4 until 6 p.m., the Maggie Dawn Show. That all begins on Wednesday right here on 98.9 WXCO and on the news talk stations around the state of Wisconsin on Civic Media. So again, change happens. It does. I mean, that's the way it goes. Change happens. And the good news is that we're going to still have our opportunities to hear from interesting folks, to be able to continue to focus on some of the areas that I think are important. Not just always the news, but also I think the entertainment aspect and the youth aspect here in our area. And we'll continue along those roads. But again, it'll just be a little bit earlier. I'm not so thrilled about that. I'm not much of a morning person to begin with, and I've got to start a little bit earlier.
Me neither.
But we will start a little bit earlier starting on Wednesday. So again, to make sure you tune in to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and make sure you tune in to us as part of that show every weekday morning from 6 until 9 a.m. here on 98.9 WXCO. Mm-hmm. And of course, as I said earlier, we will still do our number for the day. We yes, got to make sure, we got to make sure that Ian still gets that opportunity with the number for the day every weekday morning here on WXCO. So again, that's something to look forward to.
Keep the excitement.
That is right. Add not just information, but actual excitement every weekday morning. That's what we need, excitement, and that's what we're going to do every weekday morning here on WXCO. So, again, you know, it all starts on Wednesday, so we'll be back here tomorrow morning, and we'll have more on tomorrow's show coming up, our farewell tomorrow morning to farewell to this time slot, and then we'll move to the earlier time slot and be part of mornings, part of that big umbrella here on WXCO. Coming up, as we do at the top and bottom of every hour, got a chance for information, news, weather, sports, entertainment. We do it at the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour, not just here on 98.9 WXCO, but also throughout the Civic Media Radio Network. So that's straight ahead. Along with Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, Civic Media app, and of course on YouTube, youtube.com, and the 98.9 WXCO channel. Show 98.9 WXCO online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is 9:35 here on this Monday morning. Still plenty of cloud cover. I don't see any blue skies at this point. Heavy cloud cover, but it does not look like it is raining anymore. Temperature of 39 degrees. Later today, we were expected to broadcast Marathon High School softball, Marathon Red Raiders against the Stratford Tigers. But however, apparently because the field conditions will not be good enough over at Marathon, they have postponed that game. So again, no Marathon softball today against Stratford, but we will have at this point Newman Catholic High School softball, Cardinals at Auburndale. Coverage beginning with the pregame show at 4:35 and the first pitch at 4:45 this afternoon right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. In fact, another busy week of high school sports play-by-play coming up tomorrow. Big one in the Wisconsin Valley Conference in softball. Wausau West and Stevens Point, both teams are 2-1 early in the conference season, and that game will be played down in Point. We'll have coverage from Stevens Point with the Warriors softball team, starting with the pregame show at 4:20 and the first pitch at 4:30. Then on Thursday, Wausau West Baseball against the Merrill Blue Jays, 4:50 airtime. And Friday, more Wausau West Baseball as the Warriors take on the Mosinee Indians. Friday, 4:50 for the pregame, 5 o'clock for the first pitch. So again, your home for high school sports play-by-play, the only Wausau radio station that provides live play-by-play of high school sports is right here on 98.9 WXCO. And a quick note that if you missed any of our previous broadcasts, you can also have an opportunity to go back and tune in. In fact, we had a doubleheader of Wausau West Baseball on Saturday. We had games all last week. And again, you can go if you go to On Air at WXCO.FM, right at the top of the at the top, you can click on Air, and then you find WXCO Sports, and you'll find the sports games tab. It should be simpler, but you can find it. But we have all those previous broadcasts there as well. And and again, why do we do this? Why am I going to Auburndale today? You know, I mean, other than the fact I have a lot of fun doing it, I will not lie to folks. I enjoy doing it, but it's more than that.
Yes, it's also because we are first of all, we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that still covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
You're exactly right. And we will continue to do that as long as I'm around here, that's for sure. I will fight and fight and fight and make sure that that doesn't change. But at this point, I haven't had to, because the folks above me with Civic Media believe that as well, that it's vitally important to bring you high school sports play-by-play. And we're very happy to bring you Wausau West, New McCathic, and Marathon High School Sports here on 98.9 WXCO.
Speaking of sports, did you hear about the first game with the Bucks and the Pacers?
It's ugly.
They got beat pretty hard. I think it was 117-98.
Yeah, frankly, that was like closer than the game was. I mean, it was like they were behind by even more earlier. It was even worse than that. So I was like, oh man, because
that's just the first game. Because my dad was telling me it's the best 3 out of 5.
Actually, it's 4 of 7.
So, oh, 4 of 7.
It is 4 of 7, so that's actually better, because when you lose the first one, that 3 out of 5, it's even tougher. So you got a little more time to try to...
They just had the one game.
Yep, just the one.
One or just...
That's the first game. Game 2 of that series will be coming up tomorrow night in Indianapolis.
Tomorrow.
There's been some rumbles that maybe Damian Lillard will be back in the lineup for the Bucks. We'll have to wait and see.
I'm glad he's doing better after his... blood clot, because I was...
That's serious. Very serious.
Yeah, I actually heard on the sports radio, I think it was on Easter, let's see, what was it? Oh, yeah. Well, he was doing everything the doctors told him to do. They actually caught the blood clot early enough so it wasn't as serious as they thought it was, and he's actually had a very speedy recovery process, and frankly, the doctors were a little surprised that he's actually recovering as fast as he is. But
the thing about health, though.
As long as he's able to play, or at least, you know, a practice, I mean, as long as he's on his feet.
And the thing about health, that's a good reminder. Catch anything early.
Mm-hmm.
You think, I'm just going to put off a checkup, put off something that's bothering me, and maybe I should have it checked out. No, you got to find it early, and that way you can take care of it and make sure that in some cases, sometimes some of the issues one has, if you wait until there are serious symptoms, it's too late.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you just have to get it really early, or else there's really no chance. So, again, it was great that they found it early, and it'd be great if he gets back on the court, because I do think the Bucks need him against a very good Indiana Pacers team. So, again, the Bucks trail 1-0. They will be game 2 again in Indianapolis tomorrow night before they return to Milwaukee for games 3 and 4.
Did Giannis have a good game?
Giannis was fine, because he always is. There's nobody, I think, that's been more consistent than Giannis. I mean, brings his lunch pail to work every single day and just produces. The thing about Saturday was He didn't get much help. He had his normal outstanding game, but you got to have more than one player in order to beat a good team, and they were not able to do that. So again, Bucks down one game to none. The Brewers yesterday, they had a record. They set a record yesterday. They had a
good record or bad record?
Good record. Okay. In all the years the Milwaukee Brewers have been playing since 1970, they never stole as many bases as they did yesterday.
Wow.
They stole a team record at 9 times. And the thing about it was they had 6 of those in the first inning alone.
Oh, my gosh.
I wonder how the catcher felt. The catcher was probably getting a little embarrassed because sometimes if you watch like a Little League game, and sometimes they'll have a kid who's just, you know, just learning how to play catcher.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden the other team will just be running all the time because the kid just can't play the position quite yet. And, you know, and he's learning and trying to get better. But in the major leagues, to have 6 stolen bases in one inning is just unheard of. And I guess imagine that the catcher is thinking, what is going on here? Why are they still running on me? But the Brewers came out there and just took charge early against the Sacramento Athletics.
Good for them.
And they won 14-1. Talk about a blowout. That is a blowout. In addition to the 9 stolen bases, Rhys Hoskins had a big day for Milwaukee. He was 3-for-5, had a home run, 4 RBI. He also added one of those stolen bases as well. Bryce Terang had 3 runs scored and stole 3 bases. Christian Yelich scored 3 runs. Sal Frelick was 3-for-4 with 2 steals. And they finish up their homestand at 4-2. But now the Brewers will head off on the road for a long road trip. They'll be on the road for the next 11 days, play 10 games. They start off tonight in San Francisco. Those West Coast road trips can sometimes be difficult, so they'll try to make sure that they get off to a good start. So Brewers and the Giants tonight. Brewers have been playing some decent baseball recently. They started off pretty rough at 0-4. But since then, they've been able to steady the boat. They're back over 500, in fact. The Brewers have an overall record of 12 wins and 10 losses, and they've moved to within one game of the Cubs in the National League Central. The Cubs are 14-10 after losing yesterday. The Brewers are 12-10. Cincinnati is third, another game back at 11-11. St. Louis, Sean Wright's favorite team. Every time that Sean comes in, he'll be coming in later in the week, and we'll talk to him. I always say, how are the Cardinals doing? How are the Cardinals doing? And sometimes he'll be up, and most of the time recently, last couple of years, he has not been too happy with the Cardinals. Ouch. And Sean Wright's favorite team is now 9-13, and they are in fourth place in the NL Central. And they are 4 games out of first place. And then Pittsburgh continues to struggle. Pirates are 8-15, 5.5 games back in the division. So it's always fun. It's like, you know, it's always interesting when you have people that you talk to that, because most of the time, if it's football, it's the Packers. People mm-hmm. like the Packers. If it's basketball, it's the Bucks. If it's baseball, it's the Brewers. I mean, it's just the way it is. And then you have folks who, I think, like Sean, he came from that part of the country, so that was his team, and it's always been his team. It's always interesting to get the perspective of folks mm-hmm. that aren't like on the big bandwagon all the time. And then, of course, we got to mention, and we talked a little bit about it during Brittany's weather segment, is what a huge week. I'm curious to see how far the overflow for this NFL draft is going to be. Because, I mean, a lot of folks, as we had in our number for the day last week, like 250,000 or something.
I guess it was the middle number. I guess it was 500,000, but it was actually at 250,000.
Yeah, so
I wasn't going to guess the biggest number because that seemed a little out there.
But a lot of folks are coming, and I'm wondering, you know, how far out they're going to have to get, like hotel rooms and the such.
We were talking about the parking.
Yeah, the double
situation last week.
The parking ramps were doubled.
Oh man!
But they weren't able to up the on-street parking. But hopefully for the folks that are coming to town, hopefully for the folks. I mean, we talked Paul Micklegg on Friday. He was saying he's going to go over there. A lot of folks just want to be part of it because it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. But it looks
like
the
draft in the afternoon or evening.
It starts in the evening. like on Thursday okay. night. The first round, I think, starts around like 6:30 or 7 o'clock. So it's a nighttime thing. And this time of year, it can be a little chilly at times. So the people may have to bundle up because I think the first round goes until after 10 o'clock at night. So by the time they get to the end of the round, it could be a little nippy, and especially if there's a little bit of light rain like Brittany was talking about earlier. But it's going to be interesting to see how big of an event this turns out to be, how much of a boost economically it turns into for Northeast Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and maybe even heading over in this part of the state as well, because I've heard some thoughts. I heard the Chamber had an event where they were talking about potential impact even outside of Green Bay, maybe even as far here as Wausau having some sort of economic impact because of having the NFL draft in Green Bay coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So
what exactly is the NFL draft like in a nutshell, because I understand a little bit about it, but not a whole lot. Well, so what exactly?
Well, they have an order. Like, they go based on record. The worst team in the league last year gets the first pick in the first round, and they go down the line for 32 teams, and they have, and basically, like all the college players that are done with their college career, they're all eligible to be drafted. So the team with the worst record will take the first pick, and they will announce, because they have the choice of everybody that's eligible for the draft, and they'll make a pick, and then they'll go down the line. And the first night is just the first round, and then on Friday, I think they do the second and third round, and then the rest of the draft is on Saturday. And they start actually earlier on Saturday. So, again, it's basically where the teams decide from the college football ranks who are they going to choose to be on their team this year. Sort of like, you know, back in school, you have to just pick the teams.
Yeah.
You know, that's
picking your teams for kickball.
Yeah. Oh. So that's the way it goes. So that's the way it is. So basically, everybody gets a chance to pick their new players to come
in. I may have to watch a little bit of that. I have to make sure I understand that.
I'll just be curious.
For 3 days, so yeah. I should be able to watch.
I'll just
watch
be curious to see what the setup is over in Green Bay as well.
I wonder if the Packers are going to get in the interesting players.
Well, I think that's the plan, try to get some help and get better for next year.
As long as they keep Jordan Love on the team. They have to keep Love on the team.
The time is 9:49. Our daily history lesson is coming up next, right here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:52, 39 degrees under overcast skies. It is day number 111 of 2025. There are 254 days remaining in this year, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. It was on April the 21st of 1789 that John Adams was sworn in as the first Vice President of the United States. On this date in 1918, Baron Manfred von Richthofen.
What's a big name?
Do you know who he became better known as? Baron Manfred von Richthofen. German flying ace.
The name sounds very familiar, but I can't please.
Well, he's best known as the Red Baron.
Oh, the Red Baron.
So, the Red Baron, he was killed in action during World War I on this date in 1918. Okay. Became much more famous in death than probably in life. Because he had pizzas named after him, and he was part of the, like the Snoopy character.
Yeah, he was Snoopy's rival.
There you go.
Ever was the flying ace.
Yep, so there you go. On this date in 1986, after massive hoopla, reporter Geraldo Rivera hosted a live TV special to open a sealed vault linked to Al Capone in Chicago's Lexington Hotel. Opened up Al Capone's vault. What were you going to find in Al Capone's vault? Ooh. And all Geraldo found were a few bottles. That was it. The vault was otherwise empty, so it was a big zero.
That's disappointing.
On this date in 1998, while Bill Gates presented his new Windows 98 computer operating system to a Chicago convention group, it crashed.
Ouch.
On this date in 2016, Prince died. Prince, music legend, passed away 9 years ago today.
What a legend.
And 6 years ago today in 2019, Ukrainian comedian Vladimir Zelensky won the country's presidential election in a landslide.
Did you say he was a comedian?
Yep, that's what he was before he became president of the country.
I did not know that.
There you go. Some famous folks are celebrating birthdays today. Tony Award and Grammy Award winner Patti LuPone is 76 years old today. Actor Tony Danza is 74. Actor Andy McDowell, best known, I think, for Groundhog Day with Bill Murray.
Oh, great movie.
Andy McDowell is 67. Comedian Rob Riggle is 55. Former Cowboys QB, current NFL color analyst, and Wisconsin native Tony Romo turns 45 years old today. Thomas Doherty of Descendants and The Invitation is 30 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day. It is Keep Off the Grass Day. I don't know why.
Especially if you just take care of your mom.
It is Kindergarten Day. It is Chocolate Covered Cashews Day.
Oh, that sounds good.
And it's Thank You for Libraries Day.
Absolutely.
So those are all special events being acknowledged today.
First one of the week.
All right, it is time for our number for the day quiz.
Yep.
And our number for the day is the lightning strikes. So lightning strikes, our number for the day topic.
Okay.
And our number for the day is the number of people who die each year in the United States from lightning strikes.
Okay.
So how many people in the United States each year are killed in lightning strikes?
All right. What are my choices?
Your choices are 20, 40, 60.
Okay.
So 20, 40, or 60. How many people die each year in the United States from lightning strikes?
20, 40, or 60.
A lot of people, a number of people get struck by lightning but don't die. But these are the ones that actually die from lightning strikes.
You said this was every year?
Yep. Yearly average in the United States of America. 20, 40, or 60.
Okay, I'm going to go with my gut here.
You always do.
I'm going to say 40. I'm going to go with B as my final answer. I'm going to say 40 people die every year in the U.S. from lightning strikes. 40.
All right. The number of people who die each year in the United States of America from lightning strikes is 40.
Oh, I got it right.
You got it right. Get off to
one for one to start off the week.
Get off to the good start again. That makes it so much easier because you're one for one. That means tomorrow you have a chance to clinch a passing grade already. So we'll see if you can do that tomorrow.
No, you're right, though. There's a lot of people that get hit by lightning that don't die.
That's why, you know, when you go golfing, you have those metal sticks.
Oh, gosh.
You don't want to be out there when the lightning starts because...
Absolutely not.
Exactly right. And I think a number of those people that die each year are people that are on the golf course because you got the medal, and that's not good.
I'll have to ask my dad about that.
There you go. All right. Well, good start.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, have a great rehearsal tonight for your show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Chad. Happy Monday, everybody.
Make sure tomorrow you join us. It'll be our final Chad Holmes show before we go part of the morning show with Pat Kreitlow starting on Wednesday. So hope you can be with us then. Stick around. Coming up next, it's Matt and Air on Air here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.